Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool? Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before. Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, to be a scuba diver, it can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know. Gonna be a scuba diver. Gonna be an underwater survivor. Gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio. Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web. Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy. Hunkered down with this weather that is embracing the South right now. Rarely do we get temperatures that we're about to experience over the next couple days. I don't know if we'll get any ice diving options, but I think the vote is in.
It's supposed to break records.
None of our crew want to do an ice dive.
No, we had two. Jerry and Bubble
Greg,
Boy said they would.
You may can run out and stick your tongue on that on your flagpole and see if it sticks to it like the Christmas Story movie.
Why would I do that?
But wait till later. Wait till it gets cold.
Yeah, but why would I do that?
It's something for you to do.
It's a science test. It's an experiment.
No.
Yeah, might not happen in Florida.
It has nothing to do with scuba diving,
though. You could be the only person in Florida to have their tongue froze to the flagpole.
How about this? This would
be
easier.
Some good publicity.
Yeah.
You think that'd be a good radio stunt?
Yeah, you should go do that.
No.
Stunt boy.
I'll tell you what we need to do. Listen, because people have done this before and it went viral. So I have a mission for Jerry the Diver Guy. You got about a foot of snow right now, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm not leaving the house.
Well, you don't have to. Grab your gear, suit up, go outside, and act like you're swimming in the snow.
That means I have to leave the house, Greg.
Make angel fish.
It's like you're snorkeling in the snow. And
no.
Yes, do it. It's for the show. It's for publicity, Jerry.
You would be so famous.
Yeah.
No. Not going to happen.
I'll take that as impossible. Maybe.
I think up for the challenge.
I think he could do it. If
anyone could do it, you can, Jerry.
Go out there.
Have faith.
You know what? I'll make it even easier. Don't even bother with the dive gear. Just do mask, snorkel, and fins. It'll be a one-horned butt fish. And a snowbank.
I mean, you can wear a jacket.
Put on the mankini. Jump out there like you're snorkeling, and it'll go viral. I mean, film it.
At least let him wear a wetsuit.
Nah, he does. Well,
I just sent you a picture of it. No, that's not gonna happen.
Why? Hey, what kind of dedication are you to this show?
Because it's 11 degrees outside, and I hate the cold, Greg.
He could die. He could be like Vinny.
Yeah, but think of the publicity that we would get if he
like
did.
Off what platform?
No, Greg, it's been done so many times. What the publicity would be
you
is you sticking your tongue to the flagpole.
In Florida.
That has nothing to do with,
are you talking about,
nothing to do with
Greg,
scuba diving.
Are you talking about TikTok? Are you talking about Facebook? Are you talking about Instagram or all of it?
Yes. All the socials.
Come on, Jerry.
Nope.
Come on, step up. You're the only one who has snow.
Come on.
See, that's the only problem.
I would do it, but I don't have any snow.
Yeah, me neither.
No,
not yet.
But okay, wear a wetsuit. Wear a wetsuit, mask, fins, and snorkel.
What about a heated rash guard?
Nah, that won't help.
Wear a shark skin.
But you got all this virgin snow out there around your abode.
Think about the publicity for your own business as well.
Yeah,
scuba radio,
mountain divers.
Mountain divers.
Diving in the snow.
Everybody knows me. I've got enough publicity for it.
That is incorrect, sir. Nobody knows.
I never heard of you.
Right. And we've had you on the show for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
A couple of more of those Bahama Mamas and he'll do it.
I know. See, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
You need a little rocket fuel.
We're going to stay in touch.
Liquid motivation.
After we go off the air and the show, we'll stay in touch.
Yeah. See, you wouldn't even feel the cold.
I'm going to text him later. Come on, Jerry.
With one of those Bahama Mamas, a couple more of them, yeah.
Running through your veins.
It'd be like antifreeze circulating through you.
Your blood veins.
Blood veins. So, all right. Come on, Jerry. Step up.
What do you want me to do? Put my Speedo on and go out?
Whatever it takes.
I said you can wear
immortal.
You can wear whatever you like.
You would be Jerry the Ice God.
Iceman. Jerry the Iceman. How about that?
That's like Top Gun.
Yeah, I know. But that's fine.
We know how he ended. So.
Yeah, but I think you should do this, Jerry. This would be a way for you to step up.
Jerry, this would be so badass.
If anybody else had snow, they do
it. Look at it. He's thinking about it.
I would do it if we had a foot of snow outside. I'd film that for the show. I'd step up and do what I need to do.
Well, I tell you what. You go stick the tongue on the flagpole.
Sticking a tongue on a flagpole.
Nobody wants to see Greg's tongue.
And I don't have any flagpoles around me anyway.
Well, go find a pole to stick it up. You do that, and I will go out here and
it's not cold enough
yet.
Yeah, it's not even cold.
His tongue won't stick.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's like
tomorrow. He can go do that tomorrow, and I'll go jump in the water.
Yeah, but we need this now. We need this. You're only going to have snow for so long, especially that virgin fresh snow.
Oh, Jerry, I just got your pictures. That's perfect.
Is
it? Perfect snow.
Well, he just sent a picture of the winter wonderland that he finds himself in.
Perfect.
Only thing missing is Jerry the Diver guy snorkeling through a snowbank.
You don't have a hair on your ass unless you go do this right now.
Oh, wait. I've got nobody to take pictures of. Oh,
it's only 50
here. Where's Gay Bigfoot? When we need him.
Listen, Greg, your tongue.
Hey, Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Your tongue will not stick.
Jerry.
It's only 50. It's only 50 here.
It's a moot point there, Jerry. So, come on.
Come on, Jerry. You're
know what they say.
I'll double dog dare you.
I'll triple dog dare me not to.
You can't dare
that.
Yourself.
That
That's
count.
Against the rules.
Come on, be a Greenland
it's
shark.
Science.
Be a Greenland shark.
Yeah.
That would be a negatory.
See,
be an orca.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked Jerry to kind of step up and take one for the team like this.
One thing you ask him, one thing, and he won't do it.
One time I ask him.
One little tiny thing.
Little tiny.
More for this team than anybody.
Name it. What have you done? That's what I thought. Yeah.
There is things we cannot talk about.
I think we can. We just
Come
don't
on,
know what they
Jerry.
Are.
Jerry.
So easy.
Jerry.
Quick,
just
throw a chair at him.
Look at all the breath you all lost. You could have lived a little bit longer instead of wasting all that breath.
I'm telling you, you really should do this. This would be great social media. This would be a viral video, Jerry. We'd be talking about it for years, probably.
This would be end of the show.
This would probably be one of the highlights of 30-year history of Scuba Radio.
This is an opportunity for you to catapult yourself into legendary status.
Right. Exactly. Just
hashtag legend.
Look, I know you don't have your own signature.
Here's what you do.
He doesn't have his own signature piece of dive gear like Cock Johnson and myself. However, this could catapult you to the level of getting your own signature piece of dive gear. We'd come up with something if he were
ice
to do
snorkel.
That. Yeah. Maybe. See? Jerry, come on. Let's go. Good Lord.
Jerry, come on.
Let's go.
Nope.
All right. I think it was. This is an amazing idea. That's how these things happen sometimes, just organically on the show.
I can feel it in my bones.
And I think Jerry's going
to. Standing up for Jerry. We don't have time in this hour for him to get changed. So. Yeah.
No, he can do it tonight, and we'll upload the
And he
video.
Can just wear what the hell he's wearing right now. We don't care.
Maybe next weekend.
Greg, Jerry, make yourself one of those. You go outside, you say a toast to Scuba Radio and Mountain Divers, you down it, and then you jump in the snow.
There you go. Let's do it. It's going to happen.
Hell yeah. Get
next week, it's going to happen. I feel it. All right. Till then, remember, it's always better wear, gang.
out of the snow.
Okay. Safe diving, everyone. In the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.